www.bbc.co.uk.
It's Tuesday afternoon at 4 o'clock. And now, live from London, it's the Chris Moyle Show. Coming up today, we'll be meeting the Irish boy band who have given up music to open their own bakery. And our new feature, Westlow.
Fire to the bone.
But now, please welcome a man who only eats white bread. It's Chris Moyle.
Okay, as soon as you know the answer, press the buzzer. Right, who's going to go first?
I'd like to say before we start today's program, I know I don't like to start on a crude note, but you know, start as you mean to go on, I would say. Will, our producer, has just done the smelliest, most horriblest guff known to mankind.
Was it just
filthy? And he's there trying to say, it wasn't me. I will swear on my mother's life that that wasn't didn't come from me.
Well, I was stuck in the studio with it, and it wasn't me.
Wasn't me.
Well,
listen, one of you. I swear on my kid's life.
You haven't got kids.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I think it's the aircon.
It's the aircon. It's your flapping butt cheeks. That's what it is.
It is, isn't it?
First time it what did you have last night?
Beer.
How much?
What?
You're with
you.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Did he go for curry with you last night?
No.
He's just joking. Did he not fancy it?
He couldn't see by 10 o'clock. I've never known anybody get so drunk after about 3 beers.
I'll better go home.
Very funny.
He had a good night last night.
Good. Where'd you go?
I just went to the pub and then I decided to treat my friends to a little curry. A little Indian.
Nice, did you?
Yeah.
Now, question.
Yeah?
Did I have a good night?
Yeah, you did have a good night.
Did I?
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine.
Do you not remember going to leave and falling through the door?
More than likely, yes.
Yeah, okay. Did he really? He kind of stumbled and hit both sides of the door on the way out. and he started to close his eyes, actually, in the pub. And he goes, I think I better go home. And I was with some lads from Leeds. Well, there's one guy from Castleford, right? And he goes, you got another hour drinking, mate. It's only 10 o'clock. And he goes,
I don't think so.
So he was finished by 10. Seriously, I swear, honestly, he was so drunk by 10 o'clock, he could only handle another one.
Oh, man. Dave's the funniest when he's drunk, though.
Why?
I don't know. Your eyes go kind of...
Your eyes go
anywhere.
Really small, and you just... It's like someone's hit the slow motion button on you, and you do everything in slow motion. It's very funny.
Looking stalky.
Like, picking up his pint and putting it to his lips, right? When he's sober, pick it up, drink, put it back down again. When he's drunk, that's about 30, 40 seconds, that is. Pick it up, move it slowly up to the lips, tip it in a little... And now, put it back down on the table.
I don't get difficult, though, do I?
You saying I do?
No.
I don't get difficult. I'm a great drunk. Mel? You're a good drunk.
Yeah, right.
Will?
All over.
Hey, you're jolly drunk. You don't get... narky or anything.
I think these people that get violent with it.
Dave loses his temper a little bit to me.
Do I?
Yeah. So it could be worse. It could be my brother.
True.
He just bores me pants off everybody. Ryan Wilson in 1964. Shut up! And all his stories take 20 minutes to tell.
And then he has an argument with everybody around the table.
Yeah. And then he gets in a little narky mood and he just goes, I'm going home.
But he never does go home though, does he?
No. Big girl's loud. Tomorrow, by the way, we're going to be doing the show backstage at Wembley Arena in London. Steps are going to be performing tomorrow night, so we're going to be backstage at Wembley, and we're going to go rooting through the dressing rooms and mess around and ruin their sound check. And
this isn't a joke, by the way, this is real.
Yeah. Well, it was either, do we go and do the show from Eminem's house or backstage with Steps? And there's no context.
We don't know where Eminem lives.
Well, yeah,
it's about how.
So we can do that tomorrow. Yesterday on the show, I was talking about David Beckham's tattoo. He's had the name Victoria in Hindi tattooed on his arm. So I'd like a tattoo. I kind of like David Beckham in Welsh or something. I haven't decided Polish or what. But Melinda's organised a tattooist. Would that be right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Is she from Tatooine, like in Star Wars? Or well, whatever it's called, I don't know.
Oh, she's next door, I think.
Yeah, she is. Yeah. Looks like Julia Smith and Anne Diamond. They're rolled into one person.
It doesn't look like a tattoo, is it?
A tattoo's going to hurt more than you think, though.
She doesn't look like
she's got any sense.
She doesn't look like she's got any tattoos. She hasn't, she's saying. It looks like being told to drive by somebody with no arms or legs and no head.
What's that do? It's like big hairy biker type.
Yeah.
It's in the local hospital.
What?
It's in the local hospital.
Where the hell did she learn to do tattoos?
I'm joking.
Have you tested her out? You know she's real or not?
Yeah, she's real.
You sure?
Yeah.
If she's not like a, you know, psycho Madonna fan.
She
just wants to get a Madonna ticket. Sorry about that. That's a little later as well. Oh, yeah. Apparently Madonna's people are really worried about letting you into the gig tonight, Dave, because they've heard that you're a crazy stalker.
I'm not dangerous.
You're dangerous, Dave Pierce isn't allowed in.
Well, his middle name is Danger.
It's Malcolm, isn't it? Dangerous Dave Malcolm Pierce here. Hello.
Sorry, Mr. Dave Pierce, we can't leave when you're too dangerous.
Surely not! I love Madonna! It's amazing that she gets older, her voice seems to get higher. Kylie Minogue, a new song that's called Police Tank.
1, 2, 3,
bring it back.
And here's the tattoo lady then. Hello, tattoo lady. So, who are you?
My name's Lisa.
Lisa. Lisa the tattooed lady. But you don't actually have any tattoos.
I've got a henna tattoo and that's it.
So what do you do?
At the moment I'm unemployed, but I have been doing henna tattoos.
You don't actually have any tattoos yourself?
Not at the moment, no. I want one, though.
Do you find it strange that you do tattoos but you don't actually have one?
Yeah, but they're not real ones. They're semi-permanent ones.
Oh, yeah. I know what a henna tattoo is. But you don't have one?
Only one on my hand, the henna one, yeah.
Let's have a look. That's rubbish. Mine's not going to look like that, is it?
No.
Mine's look like really hard. That's not really girly.
It is really girly, but I've got some other designs with me you can have a look at.
Okay, what colour's that?
That's brown. It's the natural henna.
Oh, okay. Can I have mine red?
Unfortunately.
Black?
We can get black henna, but I haven't got any at the moment.
Why not, woman?
Because it was short notice, Chris.
The worst tattoo in the world.
You're the only, I'm the only one you've got, though.
Yeah, and Melinda will get a kick in for that. So have you got a book of designs that I can choose from? Yeah. What do you recommend I should have and wear?
It's up to you, really.
What do you see me as?
What do I see
What about an anchor?
Laser.
With olive oil underneath.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Vegetable oil.
Groundnut.
Ketchup.
Dab oil.
What do you think? What do you think I should have done?
Well, I don't know. I mean, the traditional ones that people go for, like Celtic bands, they're all a bit boring, though.
Yeah.
You want something different.
Have you ever seen the Star Wars films?
Some of them, yeah.
Can you do an Ewok?
Not off the top of my head. You've got a picture one, then yeah, I can copy it.
Matthew Kelly?
I can write Matthew Kelly.
Right, get a Celtic band, like Run Rig. Mine has got a Celtic band. We've got a real one. That would take ages, wouldn't it?
Around your arms.
About 45 minutes.
No, we haven't got that long. The picture's not long enough to sustain 45 minutes. What do you think we should get done, Mel?
It's simple.
It's simple?
Yeah.
In Hindi.
Do you speak Hindi?
Unfortunately, no.
Oh, that's out then.
I'll just make it up, because neither do I, and I'm not really going to know the difference.
Okay.
Yeah?
All right, no problem.
I'll get my name in French. Christophe. I don't know. Email christophemiles@bbc.co.uk or phone 08700 100 100 if you have any ideas of what I should get tattooed and where. And don't do really crude stuff. Because we've done all those jokes already and we can't do them again. Right? Right. And then after 4:30, you're going to do me.
I am.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Oh, fantastic. With your one colour.
Unfortunately, yes.
Brown.
I wanted a black one. Black ones look...
Well, I can come back and do your black one another time.
I haven't seen the first one yet. The first one might be rubbish. It is. This is an unemployed tattooist who doesn't have any tattoos. Is he going to let you back in again? You don't know anybody called Marcus, do you, who likes Madonna?
No, I don't.
Okay, I'm just asking. Right. All right, well, any ideas of what you get, then phone up. And then later, Lisa, isn't it?
Yeah.
Lisa will be tattooing me. Dave, do you want anything done?
No, thanks.
Mel?
I'm all right.
Will?
I'm fine, Tom.
Will, why don't you get steps tested on your neck?
No.
I mean, you're going to go really well down tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all right. All right, we'll do it later, after 4:30.
Dave Pearce, Radio 1. How would you like to DJ on the same bill as Fatboy Slim? One. This is Dave Pearce, looking all next week from 6, as I'll be giving you the chance to win a night on the desk alongside the Fatboy himself. On December the 8th, you could be mixing up a set at a boutique in Brighton. We'll take you and a friend by limo to the gig, and then you'll be in the mix at the finale of Fatboy Slim's UK tour. The fattest competition of 2000, all next week from 6, with me, Dave Pearce, on Radio 1.
Dave Pearce, on Radio 1.
Clock with delirium and silence. So, some of the suggestions coming in of what I should have tattooed on my person: a pint of lager, Lara Croft. I'll get Kylie Minogue on my chest, like that Madonna t-shirt. A real tattooist phoned up and said, "Don't be a girl, have a real one done." Shut up! I'm getting it done by a woman that does tattoos, doesn't have any of them herself, for God's sake! I should have the word beer in Japanese. I like that, actually. And Leeds United. I can't decide, actually.
Clannad.
Yeah, you like the idea of having Clannad on my arm. So the people go, "What's that?" And I reply with,
"The Celtic band."
Ho-ho!
I'll get Clannad if you get Run Rig.
On my neck.
Yeah. Run on one side and rig on the other.
Holla forth from the land of the Lord. Behold the fair horse. Follow me.
So what tattoos can I get then? Ian the M22 sent a picture of what was stuck to the toilet yesterday. I don't think so. Sally and Devon says a skull and crossbones. Skull being a microphone. What?
I still like fish and chips on your knuckles.
Instead of love and hate.
Yeah.
Fish and chips.
And on one arm, Stud Muffin, the other one, Egg McMuffin.
Dan in the Isle of Wight says a picture of Comedy Dave.
In brown.
Well, you know. You're quite tanned. Quite dark skinned, don't you, David? And Stephen Carter says, why don't you get the whole of the Chinese takeaway on your ass?